Welcome to the next episode of the Leader Podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers with my empty cup.
Mine too.
Yeah. Hey, let's do a leader shout out. Emily Bullard. Let me tell you about Emily. So a few weeks ago, we had big breakfast.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't really assign volunteers much of a role because
the breakfast was massive. Like the strawberries, the size of your face.
Yeah, and like 4,000 pounds of green chili casserole. Like, it was a lot of food, lots of waffles. Shout out to everybody.
Biggest green
waffles.
Chilies you've ever seen. It was a big breakfast, you know what
so,
I mean?
So anyway, we didn't really assign much of our volunteer team to be doing anything with that because the staff were going to be helping with it. Lo and behold.
And we didn't want your help.
As sometimes it happens. That's what he said. That's not what I said. As the Lord would often have it, we had several leaders who were out and we had most of our staff subbing in for Connect Group leaders who were out.
Right.
So Emily just walked in. She was like, hey, can I help? And basically took it over. Like she ran her legs off all day long, restuffing green chili casserole, making sure the waffles were hot and ready, and pulling in additional volunteers. And Tim Smith and some of the other volunteers were up there helping. And Emily just ran her legs off. And so we were talking about that in our staff team the day after, and Kaylin said, yeah. And she did all that in high heels. So
what a champ, Emily.
Yeah. Well dressed for success and also working hard.
Yeah.
Loved it. Thank you, Emily. We couldn't do what we do without your smiling face every day encouraging us to go forward. So thank you. Appreciate you.
Let's give some away. So if you didn't see the episode link up here, the names in this wheel right now are people who came to the National Day of Volunteer Youth Ministry Training.
Yep.
And so it's a great day, great training. And because you went to it, you get a chance to win something. And so we're giving away
your favorite shirt.
The most underrated shirt. It is hard to keep clean. I have had to go get a
second
one.
Like how many of those have you had now?
Just two, but I spilled some coffee on
it. Also, I will say in the land of shirts that shrink, doesn't shrink this way, but it definitely shrinks this way. So now mine's like a half shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mine's a bare midriff shirt for sure. Maybe my midriff's just getting bigger.
Maybe. Listen, I'm not making any commentary on that. So without any further ado.
Who wins? Steven Wheeler. Good job, Steven.
Good job on winning this. Yeah. We got it for you in the leader.
Good job pressing the right button.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Needed. Welcome one and known Needed. Needed is the final stage and how we want students to feel and engage when they're around here. And Needed is essentially the for students, by students mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Our students are needed to make this ministry run.
Yeah.
Not needed attendance-wise, needed investment-wise.
We should have at least some people here, though.
Otherwise,
we're just doing youth ministry to an empty room.
Well, or just a room full of a bunch of leaders, which I would love.
Yeah.
Right? If every teenager in our whole ministry was also a leader, how fantastic would that be?
That'd be great.
Yeah, but we digress.
Yeah.
So how do you help a student know they're needed? You give them a meaningful job.
Yeah.
You can do this in your Connect group by saying, hey, you're going to keep track of all our prayer requests.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to lead this small section, this one question. Hey, I'd love for you to read scripture this week. Give them a meaningful job so that they know in the room they're needed.
Yeah.
Suggest them to us. You guys know students better and in a more personal way than we ever get to.
Yeah.
So when you see somebody who you feel like has great leadership chops,
let us know.
Throw us a note. Yeah. We would love to have them jump in on another event. We would love to have them fill out our students fill out a volunteer application just like our adults do, and it gives them opportunities of places to serve.
It's linked down below if you want to ever just like share it to someone, like, hey, you should think about serving.
Well,
like,
link down below.
Send it to them.
Right there.
Think about your own serving habits. If you if you've ever been asked to come to your kid's school or PTA or even church and like, we need you, like that happens sometimes in churches I've worked in where everyone is needed for
everything,
Easter or for Christmas. Everyone is needed. And so the big plea to the whole staff is please make sure you're there. And so I show up and they don't have anything for me to do.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Like either give me something to do Or like, don't say that it's so desperate for
make
me to
make
here.
It a meaningful spot. If you're gonna pull folks in, make it matter.
And so, but students are the same way. Sure, like they're gonna get to an inflection point in their growth journey as students, where they don't want to just come to church anymore for all the like shenanigans and fun and games.
Right.
Like they're, and that's when we start to lose the upperclassmen. Yeah. And so it's at that sort of inflection point, and every student's a little bit different, but I tend to see it about end of sophomore year-ish mm-hmm. or end of freshman year even maybe now. Yeah. And students want something meaningful to do.
Yeah.
And when you can actually hand them, there's a principle by Growing Young. They call it keychain leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like kids who are given an opportunity to have keychain leadership, which is like a legitimate, what they mean by that is like a key to the church on their key ring, level of responsibility.
Yeah.
When they have that, they're much more prone to stick around in their faith than when they're not.
Yeah. 100%.
We can't give every kid a key, but you understand the principle. Like,
I wouldn't even give every staff member a key sometimes.
It rises and falls on them, like a real responsibility, not just, hey, hold this door open.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
So,
and if you're going to have them hold the door open, explain to them why that matters as much as any other job they might do.
Yeah.
Right? Don't just stick them there like a doorstop. If you can get a plastic little pie-shaped thing and shove it under
the
door.
To do the same job as a human?
Yes. Then you didn't explain it right.
Yeah.
So give them a job that matters. Explain it well. Help them understand the purpose behind what they're doing.
Yeah.
And start small, right? They don't have to start leading Bible studies on the platform. They can start anywhere.
Yeah.
So,
and they got to earn that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not just going
to... Yeah, we all do. We all have to earn our seat a little bit.
So,
all right, tell us the story.
So speaking of students being needed, there's a trio of high school boys who wanted to help our pre-service music playlist.
Yeah.
And
it needed some help.
Apparently, they thought us 30-year-olds didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, I'm glad that I'm included in us 30-year-olds. I know you weren't really referencing me, but I'm going to take the win.
I was. Have you ever spoken into what is played before service?
I've spoken about how much I don't like some things that we played before service, but
there
not in this church.
Well,
not in this church.
So anyway, so they're working with Kaylin, because that's been one of the things, like, I don't listen to music. So as soon as Kaylin got here, he's like, thank you. Take the music off my plate. And so she's been trying to put together a playlist, and she put three guys in charge of a playlist. I think they were just building it like on Spotify or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they sent it, and then they collabed together, I think.
Yeah, they made like one corporate list, like all of their ideas in one playlist.
Yeah, and then before they like ratified it, they everyone made their suggestions. Then they took that version and they sent it to Kaylin. I think she made a new one off of their suggestions or whatever.
Pulling stuff out. Yeah, great.
Anyway, so two of the guys were talking, and the third guy was like, you guys didn't keep any of my suggestions. And they were like, well, yeah. And he said, well, why not? And they said, because every song you picked was Skillet. And so they took Skillet. Like, you didn't add any songs. He's like, some of my songs were good. They're like, no, they're just all Skillet.
He just downloaded the album. So just sent it over.
Oh, man. So funny.
I love it.
For teenagers by teenagers.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it. Hey, Crashland.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
See ya.